As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, June the 2nd, 2011. Wow, half of the year gone already. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always news, I'll have to say. I like to say good news. I don't know whether it's good or not. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, yeah, we look for those too. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone. But you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Thanks to the chat room. I guess the sound volume is working out all right. And twiddling the dials, as some people say, trying to adjust and fine-tune the sound going out. To you, the listeners, have been listening to the archives and not entirely happy with the sound I'm hearing out there. But anyway, Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can certainly pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast at area code 512-904-8014. If you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can also log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can call in from around America and around the world toll-free at 866-841-1065. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Lots of very interesting email flows into my box, and I appreciate it all of the email contributors, because I'm finding out a lot about things that you're interested in, and I need to know that if I'm going to produce an interesting broadcast. Anyway, you can always get a hold of me at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You can find all that contact information up on our website, becomevocallocal.com. Big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, range-bound, equities sinking, the U.S. dollar index weakening. We'll talk about that in the market reports this morning. Green energy sinkhole, states saying no to carbon markets, rice and wheat on the climb. And we'll talk about that, too. Tornadoes striking in Massachusetts, FEMA, all hazard mitigation planning. Planning and zoning commissions. We'll go into all those areas throughout the broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, found gold up a dime. Boy, scrambling and crawling for it. But it's up a dime at $1,539.20. Silver up 14 cents at $36.96 a troy ounce. This is a bullion spot market here. Platinum up $2 at $18.21 and palladium up $3 at $7.72. You can find it all at the Kitco website. Lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,537.30 for a low, $1,545.60 for a high. But at $1,539.20, your gold is up year to year $315.30 an ounce, for a 25.75% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the LBMA.org, you can find out about it for yourself, the London Bullion Market Association, price fixers, they fixed the price of gold at $1,540.75, and you can see we're about 50 cents away from that. The SPDR gold shares overnight added another 2.13 metric tons to their treasure chest. We'll tell you what that story is right after this.
We Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I have to keep reminding myself to say this. My name is William Roberts. Yeah, we got lots of AM and FM listeners out there that missed the opening segment of the broadcast. Anyway, let's go back into our news and weather and all the rest of the stuff here and talk about gold and silver, my favorite topic. Active trading out of New York City again as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up 10 cents, just barely, at $1,539.20, and that's the good news. Silver up 14 cents at $36.96. That's pretty good news, too. Platinum up $2 at $18.21, and palladium up $3 at $7.72. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, however, sinking into a soup of red ink, off 280, closing out at 12,290. The NASDAQ closed out down 66 at 2769. And likewise, the S&P 500 closed down 56 at 1315. Lots of downward movement in the equities yesterday. Crude oil this morning up 3 cents at $100.32 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in the Cushing, Oklahoma hub. The U.S. dollar index this morning down 50 basis points at 74.38. That, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find that Canadian loonie bumped up 2 basis points at $1.02 U.S. The Mexican peso up 34 basis points, yet still at 9 cents U.S. The multiplier there, if you happen to be going to Tia Juana this morning, 11.6708 pesos per dollar. And fill up your pockets, as we love to say, with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro up 86 basis points at $1.45 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound up 32 at $1.64. And keep your eyes peeled on that little Swiss franc. Up another 2 basis points, and yet this morning, opening at $1.19 in the foreign exchange market against the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness is 0.45%. The benchmark 10-year yield is 2.99, and the 30-year yield is at 4.20, for all of those of you out there buying treasuries like Benjamin Bernanke does. Mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage continuing its downward spiral, moving down from 3.92% to 3.73%. Pretty soon they'll just start having to give away all of those foreclosed homes that are sitting empty all across America. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.70 to 4.49, trying to entice more people into those long-term fixed-rate mortgages. And your gold-to-silver ratio pegged in at 41.65 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. In the economy calendar for this morning, of course, the jobless claims is the big news. But before we go to Zbigniew Brzezinski, let's go through the rest of them. This is the ISM Manufacturing Index. Monthly growth, slowed very significantly in the manufacturing sector during May, according to the Institute for Supply Management, whose headline composite dropped 6.9 points to a much lower than expected 53.5. Of course, these are just consensuses and numbers and all that sort of stuff. What's really important is the bottom line. Manufacturers drew heavily on backlog orders, which fell 10.5 points to 50.5. So if it wasn't for the orders they had on hand, they wouldn't have any orders at all. Let's go on a little bit further here. Construction spending, you know, you're not going to swing that framing hammer unless somebody's going to buy the houses, and we got more houses than we know what to do with. We've got years of surplus housing in America. Construction spending was mixed in April, as overall outlays in April rose 0.4%. That ain't much. After posting a revised 0.1% uptick in March, April's increase was higher than the consensus forecast for a 0.1% rise. Unfortunately, the March revision is significantly lower than the original estimate of 1.4% rebound, so they lost it by a full percentage point. So that's not good in the construction spending area. In the jobless market, yeah, anyway, they came in just about on top of the numbers that they planned, but we'll have to see what it's going to be about next week. When we look backwards, in badly needed good news on the jobs market, initial jobless claims are easing a bit from their elevated levels. Claims fell 6,000 in the May 28th week. Well, they ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till everybody down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and all the people that got displaced from their homes in Alabama and in Joplin, Missouri, and in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and now in Massachusetts by the tornadoes. Wait until they all stumble into the unemployment office and start filing claims because the building that they worked in is now destroyed. So it doesn't look too good even in the jobless claims. Let's go to the next one. Productivity and costs. You know, the lower the employer, the less the employer has to pay the employee, and the cheaper he can buy his goods, and his productivity and costs looks better and better. And if they can outsource all of your work to India or Pakistan, that's even better. But here's the report. Just as first quarter gross domestic product was little revised in the second estimate, first quarter numbers for productivity and unit labor costs were little revised from initial estimates. Non-farm businesses productivity rose an annualized 1.8% in the first quarter compared to the original estimate of 1.6%. You know, they generally don't talk about the farm employment because that's usually private sector and oftentimes black market. Anyway, productivity doesn't look like it's going to be a benefit this morning either. One last one here, and this is the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index is a weekly random sample tracking Americans' views on the condition of the U.S. economy, their personal finances, and the buying climate. The survey was formerly sponsored by the ABC News since 1985. All right. So the level they had prior was a minus 48.4, and they now are at a minus 47.1. So people are not feeling too comfortable. Not too comfortable at all. Good news. New Hampshire House votes to quit the Northeast U.S. carbon market. And that is good news, as more people thumb their nose, we like to say, the green energy sinkhole. The states are just simply saying no to carbon taxes and cap and trade. This by Simon Lomax, New News writing for Bloomberg. The Republican-led New Hampshire House of Representatives voted for a second time to withdraw the state from the U.S. Northeast cap and trade program for power plants. The House passed by voice vote today, that would be viva voce, voice vote today, a shoreland protection bill with an amendment pulling New Hampshire out of the 10-state regional greenhouse gas initiative. The 10-state regional greenhouse gas initiative. The amendment mirrors legislation already passed by the House on March the 30th to end New Hampshire's participation in the regional cap-and-trade program, which forces power plants to buy pollution allowances for the carbon dioxide released from their smokestacks, all right? So they go around and they got all these little Don Quixote windmills offshore everywhere, and they're producing carbon credits. And then all of the coal-fired power plants, they have to go around and they buy these carbon credits to make up for the pollution that they're polluting. But you see, it's a sum net zero game because they're still polluting.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into this article once again. So it's kind of quite a bit like going to the Pope, you know, and buying an indulgence so that you can, you know, marry your daughter or something. But that's what this carbon market really basically amounts to. The amendment mirrors legislation already passed by the House. We're talking about New Hampshire's House vote here to quit the Northeast U.S. carbon market. You find these articles all up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, paid about $200 million to have that election go his way. And did. And he's, you know, going to probably be around there for a while yet. But again, this amendment mirrors legislation already passed by the House on March the 30th to end New Hampshire's participation in the regional cap and trade program. But notice the 10-state regional greenhouse initiative. Keep your eyes peeled on them. At a time when we must become more competitive both nationally and globally, keeping cap and trade in place and adding additional energy costs to our employers and citizens makes no sense, O'Brien said. The New Hampshire Senate voted 24-0 for a rival plan that would dump the carbon trading program only if other states exit. So they're kind of a little bit timid, you know, but if other kids get into the swimming pool, they'll come in too. The program members of the six New England states, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and Maryland. Since 2008, they have raised more than $860 million by auctioning pollution rights or allowances. Some states, including New Hampshire, have used part of the proceeds to plug their budget holes. This is supposed to go to what? Green energy? Uh-huh, right. It's just another tax and spend scheme, folks. I hope you don't fall for it. A lot of states are starting to look askance at this scheme, however. But let's jump over to here and go to Germany. Heidelberg Cement. Find a need and fill it. Yeah, as George Gordon would say. Heidelberg Cement must adapt to higher power prices, Mayor says. All right, this is by Reed Landberg and Alexander Ragier. Writing for Bloomberg, Heidelberg Cement and other big energy users in Germany's industrial heartland must adapt to higher electricity prices as the nation phases out nuclear plants, the mayor of Heidelberg said. I wonder if they're the people that brew the beer. Quote, there'll be a change in industry and there must be a change. Yeah. Mayor Eckert Woosner said in an interview at a meeting of the C40 Cities Group in Sao Paulo last night, quote, this will only cost jobs if we're not developing new economic structures. So they're trying to get away from the nuclear power plants, and they're whacking the very people that produce the jobs that actually keep us all going. Chancellor Angela Merkel plans to phase out atomic plants by 2022 following the accident. And that's questionable, at a nuclear power plant in Japan. Germany will prevent blackouts by building natural gas-fired power stations and using more renewable energy. All right? So they're going away from the atom, and they're going back into OPEC and buying natural gas, liquefied and natural gas, right? Something like that. We need 10 gigawatts of natural gas just in case the wind is not blowing. Now, you don't need a hippy-dippy weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. It's not looking good at all. Natural gas will be the biggest investment to make sure our capacity stays in line with demand. Of course, many of you probably remember Lindsay Williams' latest predictions that the natural gas market and the fracking in North America is going to put the United States on the map for natural gas production in the very near future, so we can see the direction all of this is headed. Anyway, Wirzner, whose city is home to the world's third largest maker of cement and concrete, said it's not acceptable that power prices currently don't include some of the costs of burning fossil fuels, which scientists blame for damaging the climate. From stupid to stupider. Some companies are very energy intensive and they're looking for the cheapest price. We're all looking for the cheapest price, brother. That's what we're doing. Let's go over here and look at Fukushima one more time. Radiated water may overflow. This is written by Tsuyoshi Inajima. Writing this for Bloomberg. Radioactive water accumulating in Japan's crippled Fukushima, that should be Daiichi, power plant, may start overflowing from service trenches in 5 days, potentially increasing the contamination from the worst nuclear crisis since Chernobyl. Fear-based management here. Tokyo's electric power company, that would be TEPCO, has been manually pumping water. Would somebody please give these guys some help? Manually pumping water. Wow. Somebody bring them a Briggs & Stratton trash pump. I've got one out in the shop. It puts 2,000 gallons an hour of, or 2,000 gallons an hour of water downstream through a 2-inch pipe. I got one of those in my house. These guys have been manually pumping water into overheating reactors. You just see them all out there, a bunch of Chinese and Japanese working together on these long-handled pumps, clank, 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 clank. No, they're not doing that. Overheating reactors after cooling systems broke down, and much of that has overflowed into the basements and the trenches. Stop pumping, you knucklehead. The water is rising at a rate that means it will overflow as early as June the 6th. Bloomberg calculations from the company's data shows, quote, there's still a risk of radioactive water leaking into the sea. Kuro Kurodo, an official at the utility known as TEPCO, said in Tokyo today, we may have between 5 and 7 days before the water levels reach the top of the trenches. Damn, doesn't sound too good. Oh, well, what the hell? It's just the ocean, all right? Who cares? You know, we got another ocean. That's the Pacific. Let's ruin the Atlantic next. Oh, wait a minute. BP already did that. Well, yeah, if that's not enough, here's another one. Rice. There's just nothing safe in this world, folks. Rice soaring 50% in Thailand as Thaksin seeks votes in the world's top shipper. I'm not even going to tell you who wrote this. It's about 37 consonants long, and they threw in 18 vowels. I have no idea how to pronounce these names. Anyway, Thai rice prices. A benchmark for Asia may jump 50% at the end of the year under a plan by the party favored to win the July 3rd election to buy the grain directly from farmers, according to millers and traders. That's right. You think the Muslim Brotherhood were going nuts over there in the Near East over the high price of food? Wait till these people in Thailand have to pay 50% more for rice. Well, anyway, it's not looking good. Rice has lagged behind gains in foodstuffs such as corn and wheat. Of course, we know what they're doing with the corn and wheat. They're raising the cost of crude oil by making ethanol. Oh, well. Rice has lagged behind gains in foodstuffs such as corn and wheat over the past year, and the grain may be the commodity which is separating us from a food crisis. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization said in March, a jump in prices in Thailand may boost demand for cheaper grain from Vietnam, the second biggest shipper, and India. Right? If this measure is taken, world prices will definitely increase as Thailand represents one-third of the world trade and cannot be ignored. So I'd suggest you get on the telephone today and contact your favorite rice grower, mine. Southern Brown Rice Company in Arkansas, they have an organic rice, and they'll sell it to you by the 20-pound bag and put it in a UPX shipping box right to your house. And it's good rice, too. I'd recommend you try their basmati rice. Again, that's Southern Brown Rice Company. Good people. Easy to work with. At least they have been for me in the past. World Bank uses oil wells as a model in a plan to jumpstart the carbon market, you know. Out of the frying pan, into the fire, carbon market. Here we've been back in it again. Matthew Carr and Ia Krubowska, writing this one for Bloomberg. World Bank, helped by its AAA credit rating, is considering guaranteeing sales of greenhouse gas credits, taking cues from the crude oil market to jumpstart the United Nations overseen carbon markets. Well, we'll be right back.
Information. You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Extend your life with Extend
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So a little bit more out of the news basket here, and then we're going to go on to some other more interesting topics, I think. But just trying to give you an idea of what's going on out there. And I always like to go up to this Bloomberg website, and there's a lot of reasons for that. If you want to look at the chat room today, and I would encourage you to do so, becomevocallocal.com and jump up into the chat room. You find a lot of links in there. This one was put in earlier. This has got to do with the New York Fed. This is out of the Global Research out of Canada. It's part one of a four-part series, and it's far too long to get into. But it talks about the people that are involved in the New York Federal Reserve banking branch. And this CPA, Thomas D. Schoff, corroborates McAllister's claims, adding that 10 banks control all of the 12 Federal Reserve bank branches. He names the N.M. Rothschild of London, Rothschild Bank of Berlin, the Warburg Bank of Hamburg, the Warburg Bank of Amsterdam, Lehman Brothers of New York, Lazard Brothers of Paris, Kuhnlow Bank of New York, Israel Moses, Seif Bank of Italy, Goldman Sachs of New York, and J.P. Morgan Chase of New York. Also lists William Rockefeller, Paul Warburg, Jakob Schiff, James Stillman, as individuals who own large shares of the Fed. The Schiffs are insiders at Kuhn Loeb. The Stillmans are Citigroup insiders who married into the Rockefeller clan at the turn of the century. And, of course, if you go back and take a look at Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes, or, you know, you're going to find a lot of this. We discussed weeks ago, months ago now, in the archives, but you'll find a lot about the history of America that few people ever delve into. And these interlocking boards and councils, you know, you just can't get away from it. Once you go into the legal fiction of corporate world, they never die. They just live on and on and on. They're omnipotent, omniscient, and everlasting. Continuing here back from this article off of the World Bank using oil wells as a model plan to jumpstart the carbon market. A little interesting stuff here. Even though energy efficiency projects have high returns, they're not getting financed because they involve upfront investments and profits that can be in several years in the future. Benoit said yesterday in an interview with the Carbon Expo in Barcelona, like oil companies choosing the most profitable wells, the World Bank is seeking to help direct funds into the most viable climate protection projects. And so it's just going to continue, and it's going to continue. And there's really no way out of it, all right, that I can see. As long as the banksters continue to advance this meme and throw money at it, you know, we're not going to get out of this problem. And it is a problem, and I think it's a huge problem because it's basically just, you know, like I said, Don Quixote's windmills. It's all puff and smoke. It's the king's clothing. The king is butt naked, but only those of us with eyes to see can see it. But anyway, to go into something a little different for the balance of the broadcast, your calls are certainly welcome, 866-841-1065. You'd like to weigh in on any of these topics we're talking about today, but I'm going to start out with the handbook for planning commissioners in Missouri. You know, we've been talking about this all-hazard mitigation planning, and I've got a bunch more articles we could go to and talk about Massachusetts getting nailed by the tornado over there. Maybe we'll cover it a little bit later. But when the bottom line is planning, all right? It's all about planning, American Planners Association, and so on and so forth. And so this is a really interesting booklet. It was a handbook for planning commissioners in Missouri, written by a Robert C. Simons, AICP, revised by Henry, and then revised by Richard later, a project of the Governmental Affairs Program, Department of the Political Science, College of Arts, Science, in cooperation with the University Extension, University of Missouri, Columbia. All right? And this, just for your own knowledge, is printed with soybean oil ink. Anyway, it's an interesting little handbook. But before we go into it, I want to just draw your attention to this University Extension connection. All across America, in the land-grant colleges, we've got these extension councils, university extension. We used to talk about them as the county agent. You know, the county agent would come out on your farm, and they would give you counsel and advice as to how you could increase your yield and your productivity and all that. And I have it on good advice from a longtime rancher himself, a really wise man, somebody I've learned a lot from. Good morning, Tex. Learned a lot from him. But basically, his advice was, whatever the university extension agent or the county agent tells you, you do the opposite thing, and you'll make money, and your land will be thankful for it. You know, if it wasn't for a farmer's boot hill, there would be no real fertilizer on the ground. And, of course, without farmers, there is no food. But the university extension wants to get involved with everything. They become the go-to guy for the regional councils of government, oftentimes. The universities are financed by a big corporation. So whether you're dealing with something coming from Tavistock and down from the sustainable Prince Charles to you in your local area, or whether you're dealing with something that's coming on you and at you from Monsanto or any other government organization or any other the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, you can look to the University Extension Agent to be the propaganda arm of the system. That's why we have to distrust the land-grant universities. We have to distrust these extension people until we can prove them one way or t'other, all right? But anyway, this latest edition of the handbook was dedicated to the memory of Robert Story, who did so much to further comprehensive planning in Missouri. Well, as they say, you know, and rightly so, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So there is something to be said for planning. You know, most people, you know, don't even plan the coming weekend, much less the year. But government doesn't work that way. Certainly in God's plan America, Sovietized America, and this communist socialist state that we live in, and, you know, you can just look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and ask yourself how many of those planks you're applying in your life to find out whether or not you're a practicing communist. But simply, if we look at it from the standpoint of planning, the Stalin model had, you know, 5-year plans and 10-year plans and 15-year plans and 20-year plans, and they're still using, you know, still applying their plans. All these bankers, they've got 5-year plans, 10-year plans, and so on. So, continuing, again, the Governmental Affairs Program was established in 1963. So there was a time in America before the Governmental Affairs Program. There'll be probably a time after the Governmental Affairs Program as their whole house of cards collapses. Unfortunately, we're going down with the boat. Its purpose is to make university resources available to public officials and citizens throughout the state. Now, this is an interesting twist, again, because the universities are intended, ostensibly, to educate the young, and they're not used for that. They're used as propaganda mills and research and think tanks for the corporations and for the states. The objectives of the Governmental Affairs Program include education and training, research and consultation. In this regard, it is a working component of the university's College of Arts and Sciences, the Political Science Department, and the Extension Division of UMC. Extension. In its research activities, the GAP, Governmental Affairs Program, develops newsletters, monographs, and technical bulletins in support of its educational endeavors. So whatever the Rockefellers want, or the Kuhn-Loebs, or the Schiffs, or the Warburgs, or the whomevers that are financing all of this, whatever it is that they want, they go to academia, and then academia locksteps along and creates the most beautiful expert say testimonials that money can buy. And then they push that out into the education at the lowest level, into your Montessori school and your daycare centers, and then right on straight up through to the university level. GAP examines problems of public policy in its newsletters and provides a variety of information in its technical bulletins and monograph series. Those interested in obtaining publications catalogs or a catalog of their videotape lending library should write to the Governmental Affairs Program, and then it gives something that is grossly out of date, no doubt. And so let's go right into it. There's an overall table of contents here in the beginning, and again, this is a handbook for planning commissioners in Missouri. And it's the same in your state, folks. I don't care whether you're living in Arizona or Poughkeepsie or wherever you're at. You'll find something very similar right where you are. None of this stuff is developed in a vacuum. Once they've got a model that works, they spread it to the 50 states through the Council of Governors, the Association of Governors, the Association of Mayors, County Commissioners, and et cetera. So this thing has a pretty wide scope. It starts off with planning considerations in Missouri, and they talk about regional planning. And then they go into the comprehensive development plan, and all of this is the environmental and developmental concerns. Remember, these are corporations. This is the implementation of Agenda 21. What a comprehensive plan should include, goals and objectives, existing conditions. We'll go into some of that. The Planning Commission's role in carrying out the plan, new trends and developments in zoning, the process of planning, carrying out the program, zoning and subdivision considerations, and then it goes into maps and a glossary and then a series of appendix. And we'll be right back and dive into this. Stay with us.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Back once again, looking at this very interesting old book. You'll let hear the Handbook for Planning Commissioners in Missouri. And it gives us a lot of insight into how this process works. Certainly when we were looking into the hazard mitigation planning system, we found in the various matrices the requirements that were necessary to be able to receive federal assistance. You had to go get involved with planning and zoning. And let me give you a little bit about that. This is the NIMS-CAST overview. This is from FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, NIMS, the Integration Center. You know, we talked about Project Impact the other day. We talked about the Witt Associates and James Lee Witt. All of this is all interlocked. It's all part of the same process, FEMA.gov, emergency/NIMS. FEMA.gov/emergency/NIMS, NIMS, the National Incident Management System. But what is the NIMS cast, they say here? The overview, the NIMS Compliance Assistance Support Tool, or NIMS cast, is designed as a free web-based self-assessment tool for state, territorial, tribal, and local governments to evaluate and report their jurisdiction's achievements of all NIMS implementation activities released since fiscal year 2005 by the National Integration Center. Integration, right? We're all coming under this very tight grid now and have been for years and years as we move further and further into a federal system, all right, and away from the sovereignty of the states and the sovereignty of the individual. In addition, the NIMS cast will provide a method for states, territories, tribal, and local jurisdictions to document their corrective action plans corrective action plans for Tier 1 metrics, which a jurisdiction is not compliant. Of course, it's all based on voluntary compliance. If you don't voluntarily comply, you won't get any money. So we always caution you against public buy-in. All right, don't buy into it. The NIMS Capability Assessment Support Tool, the NIMSCAST, was released in January of 2005, and with the release of the Federal Year 2007 NIMS Implementation Activities and Compliance Metrics, the NIMCAST name has been modified to better reflect the overall use of this tool. And the NIMCAST is designed for jurisdictions to complete a comprehensive self-assessment based on the federal year, fiscal year 2007 compliance metrics. By using the NIMCAST, jurisdictions will be able to assess their compliance and implementation with NIMS requirements and identify successes and shortfalls. And so they know what they expect. They expect the states and the locals and the tribals to all comply, and then they inspect to make sure they get what they expect by withholding funding until the recipients or the hopefuls fill out and respond to this free web-based self-assessment program. It's just like when your tax assessor sends out your personal property taxes, especially here in Missouri, to all 114 counties. They want you to swear on oath that you are liable for taxes on everything from cows and pigs and sheep and chickens to tractors and trucks and trailers and farm implements and tools, etc., as you detail down through and tax all of your personal property over and over and over again. It's a highly regressive form of taxation. Why would anyone want to show any form of prosperity or success when they know that they're going to just be taxed mercilessly year after year after year? The NIMSCAST Technical User's Guide will not only identify enhancements, but provide specific steps into how best to use the system. And that's just a little bit of an overview of what the NIMSCAST is all about. Now, back to the discussion. Planning considerations in Missouri. Again, planning is the process of applying forethought to solve or avoid problems. And so we can simply say that if it is, at least in our mind, if not our goal, to pack Uncle Sam's trunk and to put not only all of the puppet strings, that was an excellent suggestion by one of our listeners, not only to put all the puppeteer's strings inside of Uncle Sam's trunk, but we need to put as many of these various agencies and technicalities into the trunk and send Uncle Sam a packing. And if we're going to accomplish that, we need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as the doves. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. There are many paths, there are many routes, and there are many highways that have already been created and funded by countless hours and millions and billions of dollars from the corporate side to facilitate this grand transformation from an individual property country to a collectivist property country. And that we found directly in Chapter 7 of Agenda 21. All right. So again, planning is the process of applying forethought. All right. And as I like to say, we're looking forward to a time in the future where we have greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And unless these are just empty words, then what we need to do is to take our knowledge and then combine with our knowledge action. We need to apply the action step. Knowledge without action, power, knowledge they say is power, but without acting on the things you know, it's just impotent, all right? It's like becoming that lumberhead, that person that's bookful. You've got all of this information, all of this research in your mind, but you're doing absolutely nothing with it. And it would be just as well that you'd never wasted your time to learn it all if you don't apply what you know, right? It's just a fact. In the case of land use planning, be it city, county, or township, the process involves the use of government. So we're using government to affect these plans and implement Agenda 21 and sustainable development. The planning process, which involves, now here we go into some things that I'm familiar with, goal setting, fact gathering, study, and analysis. All right. And two, plan implementation. You see, it's not enough to just know a thing. You've got to do it. So first they plan. And in that system, they set goals. And we could go into a whole series on how to set and achieve goals, all right? Goal setting, fact gathering. As I like to say, this is the show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me your evidence, and then show me the law, all right? Rather than coming into some kind of an argumentative hearing every time we get together, let's come into an evidentiary hearing. Show me your evidence. Show me the facts. The planning process involves goal setting, fact gathering, study, and analysis. So we go through all of these articles every morning, hopefully with an intent to do a little bit of analysis, but at the same time, to draw our attention and find our clues from here, where we can then go from the news basket to the dictionary, to Wikipedia, or wherever you go to get your next leg up, and then right off into the texts and the authors, all the secondary sources, and then the primary sources, as we learn from Deborah Bouchot in her book, Legal Research and Writing for the Paralegal. All right? So again, you've got plan implementation then, which requires the use of government's police powers to enforce zoning ordinances. All right? This is actually, in the 1960s, this is actually legal positivism in practice. The government's police powers, that's an executive branch, that's an executive power, all right, to enforce zoning ordinances, codes, building, electrical, etc., and subdivision regulations. And so we're going in and we're tracking out micromanaging right down to the inside of your house today with the smart meter right up against the wall, all right? Where the smart meter can actually regulate your use of this valuable power, this electricity, all right? We all plan in our daily lives and feel it is necessary in order to avoid complete chaos. Now, I can say that when this was published in the 1960s, many people were planning in their daily lives. Today, I think that's been X'd right out of the educational system. How many people actually do plan their daily lives and feel that it's necessary in order to avoid complete chaos time and time again? We hear, well, we don't need government. Had a chatter in, Blazin' Brian came in the chat room yesterday. Government is no good. Money is no good. All of these things are sources of evil. Well, I just ask you, everyone listening this morning has a governor. It's between your ears. And whether you are consciously working on governing yourself or not, your government is constantly working to avoid complete chaos. Now, I know my house kind of looks like chaos is in rain here, but nevertheless, we're not really anarchists. Those who do without planning are totally at the mercy of external forces. You know, you're shifted by every wind of doctrine. If you have principles and you're willing to stand by them, and you're not willing to compromise your principles for a relationship, you are well on your way to finding out who you are and whose you are. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back into the planning considerations in Missouri. All right, this is all real stuff, folks. This isn't pipe dream material. Missouri, as a state, has been fortunate to have grown in population over the past several decades. Now, all of the states have grown in population. Unfortunately, most of the population growth has been from the illegals. All right, we are sitting in a situation now where Western white boy is declining rapidly. I think it's about 1.67 children per family when we need about 2.1 just to stay alive and existing on this planet. All right, but yeah, that's true. Populations have grown, but they're growing for different reasons nowadays. A lot of times people are moving away from the cities and back into the more rural areas. We heard a report the other day from quite a few wealthy folk finding their way into northern Idaho and into mountaintops here, there, and everywhere, sequestering themselves and hiding out for the next turmoil that may be coming in the next 10 years. All right. Continuing. For most of the area north of the Missouri River, the decline in agriculture and population has had severe impacts. And so as time goes by, all of the various states change their demographic complexion. And this is part of what the census tries to keep its finger on, part of what its census does. And so, continuing, communities are sometimes faced with horrendous choices, such as accepting huge solid waste operations as a form of economic development. Now, no one is forced to accept that. But this is what's being floated in the very beginning, in the opening paragraphs of this planning manual. All right? Communities being faced with horrendous choices. No one is faced with the horrendous choice, let's say, of siting a Daiichi nuclear power plant in their town, unless all the people are just miserably asleep and they refuse to become vocal local, all right? And then there's the NIMBYs, not in my backyard, you know? Everybody is willing to contribute to the stream of garbage, endlessly putting out garbage every week, you know, pile after pile, these big rollaway containers, pile after pile of garbage. Everybody's willing to put out the garbage, and then everybody complains about the sea of floating plastic trash in the middle of the ocean, all right? It's kind of a real trouble there, trying to come to speed with this. In parts of southwest Missouri, the problems are just the opposite, namely how to control the very rapid growth to prevent near chaos and the over-costly improvements to the infrastructure or the physical plant. Now, here in southwest Missouri, we lie just north. This is McDonald County and Benton County, the extreme southwest corner of Missouri, lie just north of Benton County, Arkansas. Now, Benton County, Arkansas is the home of Walmart. All right? This is their corporate headquarters just south of us. And they have lots of creep over the border between Arkansas and Missouri. And because the distance is not so extreme, even though the property taxes and the land values in Benton County, Arkansas are far higher than they are here in southwest Missouri, many of the people here in southwest Missouri that would just as soon be left to hell alone and enjoy the hill and hollow Ozarks hillbilly lifestyle, they're not allowed to do that because you've got a lot of people with big money big, you know, deep pockets and big hands coming in and buying up huge tracts of land, and then they don't want to live in the country. They want to live in the city. They want all of the citified ways. They want to drag that with them, and they bring them in against a rural county. And then because they are experts in dialogue to consensus, they then come in and dialogue your county commissioners into consensus. And the next thing you know, you're buying a swimming pool or a big library system or something like that, or more schools for a people that live in another state that don't pay taxes in this state. Are you with me? Anyway, there is planning around there. We'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, of course, if you're going to follow along this thread that I'm trying to advance here, we need to understand that there is a much bigger dynamic than some people, you know, really think about when we try and figure out, well, how the heck are we going to get out of this mess? You know, it's a fine mess you got us into, Ollie. Well, it's because there's a bigger issue going on here. It's not all about chemtrails. It's not all about the Anunnaki. We got a lot of stuff going on here. And to extricate ourselves from this horrible mess, you know, the first step, in my opinion, my principal solution is the abolition of the established two-party political system. All right, we've got to get rid of that spirit of division and just weed it out. They're standing between where we are today and where we need to go. And we're going to have to resolve the voting issue. We've got to, you know, to go back to Francois Guizot, the history of representative government in Europe. They had three primary pillars that were necessary. They had to be there if you wanted to have a representative system of government, and he was contemporary with our founders, all right? But if you look back at that time period and think about it, the number one thing that we need to have, okay, besides a clearly defined separation of powers, and it's such a mess, it's such a rat hole today in Congress, we don't have a clearly defined separation of powers. You might as well just call it Lawyer A, Lawyer B, and Lawyer C. Three branches of the American Bar Association, all right? Anyway, we don't have a clearly defined separation of powers, but that's one of the primary pillars. The second one that we need to have is publicity. Now, we're not going to be able to have publicity. We're not even going to be able to have a fair and open voting system as long as we allow this controlled media system to hold sway. And we can do away with that. We're not locked into that. That's not set in stone. Eisner doesn't have to be there. Murdoch doesn't have to be there. And the rest of the bunch, they don't need to control it all, but they do. All right? And it's a long-term plan, but it didn't come about just because willy-nilly. They planned it. And we haven't planned any way out of it. We just sit by and do nothing. And the third, of course, is we've got to have the power of vote. If we don't have a vote, then this system cannot exist. And so we've got to get rid of the electronic voting systems and come back to something else. So first of all, you have to have a clearly defined separation of powers. The second thing that you absolutely must have is publicity of everything the government is doing so that we can have an open and honest debate on these issues. And third, we have to have some ability to vote. Otherwise, you don't have a representative system. You're just living in tyranny. All right, continuing, back into it. Why is it important for communities to undertake a planning program? Planned growth may result in higher property values. All right? Now, higher property values could be considered by some to be a good thing, but then again, we see what's happened as higher property values came up and up and up and up throughout the housing boom. All right? This bubble that was created. Now, it does you absolutely no good to have a high property value if the only one that highly values your property is your county tax assessor. It's really to the state's advantage and to the county's advantage to continually assess the property values higher and higher and higher. Why is that? Because they tax your value, all right? So it doesn't do you any good unless you sell. And when you sell, the IRS likes that because they've got greater capital gains. As we used to say in real estate, buyers are liars and sellers are losers. All right, so the higher property value, that's questionable. That's equity acquisition, but it's only, you know, if you're operating in this idea that your house is actually your bank. Attractive residential neighborhoods. Well, a residential neighborhood is a question mark right there. Residential. Look up the word resident or residential in your Black's Law Dictionary or your Bouvier's and see if that's the kind of a neighborhood that you want to live in. Adequate traffic circulation. It's all about transportation. Vicki Davis on her website, channelingreality.com. Go up and take a look at that and find out all that she can offer you as far as understanding the transportation system and all the Trojan triangles that go along with it, all right? Traffic circulation, proper public facilities. What's a proper public facility? This is more money being sucked out of your pocket, all right? If you want to go to a library, our founders had circulation libraries, and if you wanted to be part of Benjamin Franklin's circulation library, you'd go and get a subscription, just like you would to Robert Chapman's newsletter or Stan Monteith's newsletter or anybody else, you know. You have to pay to play. Attractive, proper public facilities, more reasonable taxes. I don't think we want more reasonable taxes. They got a reason for a tax. Every time you turn around, they've got another reason for a tax. We certainly don't need any more reasonable taxes, do we? No, of course we don't. And perhaps economic development. Of course, economic development is another one of these poison pills. As I like to say, you know, if you want to break down sustainable development and understand it well, it's sustaining or propping up or shoring up or keeping alive something that would otherwise fall on its face. And it's the environmental and developmental concerns that are all about the implementation of Agenda 21. So when we talk about foreign direct investment and economic development, and these various dream acts that are coming on us and at us, none of those things, when under close scrutiny, turn out to be good for you or me. However, and it continues, as everyone knows, and this is careful writing. Now, this was done by a university, all right? This didn't just fall off the back of some pickup truck someplace. So they use a phrase like that. They say, however, comma, as everyone knows, you know, we studied a little bit, brought it to your attention at least, the idea of the trivium. This is where we're supposed to be able to understand grammar. We're supposed to have a working ability with logic. And then we go to the next level, which is rhetoric or becoming an orator or, you know, a barrister or a solicitor. But we can use the words here, however, comma, as everyone knows, comma. In other words, if you disagree with what's going to follow now, you're not everyone. You are an oddball. You're one of those origami pterodactyl tinfoil hat wearing idiots, right? However, as everyone knows, to implement the plan, individuals give up some of their property rights to achieve community goals. All right? As everyone knows, individuals give up their rights to achieve community goals. They're the greatest good or the greatest number. This is communitarianism creeping in back in the 1960s. But as everyone knows, to implement the plan, individuals give up their property rights to achieve community goals. This is the collectivist coming on you and at you. This is not always acceptable to many people. Ultimately, the process relies on the faith and the commitment of the community to the concept itself. Government is absolutely dependent upon you having faith. You believe in their lie. You believe in that you adopt the green religion. When you challenge the religion, when you challenge the Holocaust religion, you become a hater, an outcast. And you have to be outcast or branded as a hater, because too many people that challenge the priesthood, and then the whole system collapses, the full faith and credit of the U.S. dollar. Give us a break. I hope you're not taking it on faith this morning, folks. Platinum, palladium, rhodium, gold, silver. Get out of that paper nonsense, that toxic slime. Carries the lien of hypothecation, fraudulent conversion, and fraudulent concealment. Get out of it. As the new planning commissioner looks around the community, he or she can identify what may be termed, quote-unquote, poor planning. Now, we're going through a process of building this planning community or commission here in Cassville, Missouri, just 5 miles distant from me. And even though this little handbook was written back in the 60s, these locksteppers are walking right down into the same box canyon. All right. They had a bunch of people from the community, from the Chamber of Commerce turn out, and they went around and they did a walk around and they identified poor planning in the community.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we can just, you know, call this today, you know, part one of a little discussion on planning. I'm going to go with planning for a few segments interspersed with this continuation of our discussion about FEMA and the Hazard Mitigation Planning System. It's an interlinked, interoperable system. And it's been brought on you and at you for a very, very long time. And as we said in the outset, you know, people that fail to plan are those typically the, plan to fail. And so, overall, and technically, I'm not opposed to planning. I think it's a good idea, and I think town planning is a good idea, too. Haphazardness is ridiculous, and, you know, anyway, circulation, all these things are valid. It's just the intent is what's really the killer. What's the intent by what is behind what you're doing, you know? We've said 1,000 times, a hard framing hammer is a wonderful, beautifully balanced and crafted, you know, tool. But it can be used as a wicked weapon, as well as a very valuable construction tool. Anyway, so it's all intent. And so we continue. Desirable change. Well, before I go, as the new planning commissioner looks around the community, he or she can identify what may be termed poor planning and look for ways to bring about change. Bring about change. Now, who's looking at it? It's a planning commissioner. Now, the people that live in the area may not be on board with this at all. All right, but you get these utopian dreamers, and so often is the case, is that it won't even be someone from the area. They'll bring in someone from a distant area who has dialogued another community into these changes, and then once they accomplish and affect this plan here in this area, then they move on and are always getting paid more and more as they bring this despotic, you know, Agenda 21 and ICLEI program into another town and yet another town and another town. The same works with FEMA and the enhanced 911 systems. You know, these enhanced 911 managers come in and they set these systems up and then just, you know, they're setting it up for a bunch of monkeys. But once they get all of the knobs at the right level and all of the dials big enough so that everyone can see, and they get little work lights and little cranks and a nice warm building, it's warm in the winter and cool in the summer and nice windows and all. Once they get it all built, they leave. They hire a bunch of monkeys to come in and turn the cranks, and they leave and they go bring this tyranny to some other town. But desirable change here now will only occur when citizen cooperation and governmental actions are coupled with good technical help. Now, again, this goes back to the idea of the division of labor. You don't know how the hell you're supposed to live. You're dependent upon experts who say, and of course, academia is happy to provide the experts. And those experts are trained in the halls of academia. And academia and the curriculum is being prepared by the Kuhns, the Loebs, the Schiffs, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, etc., through their Tavistock Institute, the Brookings Institute, all of the other think tanks that are out there. This is how you get the report from Iron Mountain, and we have perpetual war for perpetual peace. All right? And yet, because you went to school and you paid your big money and you got your sheepskin and your little square hat and your, you know, slashes on your gown, you come out into the community and really you want to be what you wanted to be. And so you be it. And so I'm just letting you, those of you out there that want to become vocal local, and to know in advance that when you're up against some of these people, realize that they could be just deaf, dumb, and blind as you were before you came into this understanding. And it's going to be up to us to become vocal local and help them to connect the dots and to see the mystery behind the mystery, the truth behind the truth. So let's continue. Such outside help can usually be found only when there is a conscious and continuous effort by the people and the elected officials can good planning be enjoyed. To attain this is difficult. It requires a great deal of dedication, conviction, and a well-organized process to get the information before the public. All right? This is the publicity aspect of what's going down here. But I want you to underline, when you read these words, it takes a great deal of dedication, conviction, and well-organized process. It's a double-edged sword. We need to be dedicated, convicted, and well-organized in order to block these initiatives. But we also need to realize that this is an intergenerational plan. And it's been running for about 500 years. And as David Rockefeller says, after 500 years, and of course he's pointing right back to the Reformation and the Enlightenment, after 500 years, we're finally at a point where we will see the New World Order. All right? And that's just a paraphrase out of a brochure that I have in my possession. All right? But let's continue. Regional planning. So this is how we get started. Planning considerations in Missouri, Chapter 1. And then the first next bullet point, the big major heading now, is regional planning. So immediately, these planning commissioners are getting this stuff in their mind. They're getting in their mind the idea that to implement the plan, individuals must give up their property rights to achieve community goals. Now we're going to dump right into regional planning. I mean, if this isn't, you know, just a program for poison, I don't know what is, but I'll share it with you. Enabling legislation for regional planning was passed in 1966. And so you've got the 10 FEMA regions, you've got the 12 central banks, you've got all of the bishoprics all across this country, and we've got the various regions. And all of the states have been divided now into regional councils of government, acting as an intergovernmental, extra-governmental, extra-constitutional layer of government inside to spread the propaganda of the poison and to be the pipeline for these ideas coming out from the international community down to your local level with all of the financing, the grants, the unearned grants and aid to boot. Okay? Again, was passed in 1966, and then they refer us to the appendix where we can actually see the legislation. The law authorized local governments to establish organizations to be known as regional planning commissions. And so here now, we have a cross-boundary Missouri-Arkansas partnership, a MAP is what they call it, that has been created now in southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas. We've gotten rid of the state border through this region. Now we're, you know, a metropolitan statistical area, an MSA, all right? And so things in commerce move back and forth across the state boundary as though the state boundary didn't exist. This is just the way that Israel works with the Palestinians and the Jordanians. And they create that border. They don't have any set borders or boundaries because they don't believe in it. They believe in a world without borders. Ultimately, they want to control the entire planet. And they're like an amoeba. They just keep moving out. All right. But again, they're known as regional planning commissions. A total of 20 were established covering the entire state. We're talking about Missouri, but it's there in your state as well, I assure you. Regional planning commissions. Look it up. You type in Idaho, regional planning commissions. I don't care which one. Colorado, New Mexico. Just type it in. A total of 20 were established covering the entire state, but local governments within each region could join or not as they wished. And that's true. They don't have to join. But the pressure at these, you know, associations, National Association of Mayors, National Association of Governors, the pressure is so great. And we read it right out of the Agenda 20, or right out of the FEMA's manual, getting started with hazard mitigation planning, where the mayor came back a new man. Remember that? The mayor of Hazardville, he came back a new man. He'd seen the light. Yeah, he saw the light all right. Somebody probably took him in a back room and showed him how they break kneecaps. But he saw the light, and he came back with the plan from FEMA and the money, and he wanted it. Anyway, continuing, they say the effort was totally voluntary. It's all based on voluntary compliance. Or that's the Republican style. The other one, the Democrats, they use affirmative action. Same thing. Both those words, those terms were floated at the same time, and they've gotten wide traction. One of the, well, we'll have to pick up there right after this. Stay tuned. Much more to come. Your calls are welcome.
Radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, that's true. Never put more in the donkey's cart than the donkey weighs, folks. It'll lift the donkey right up in the air. Great little video in the chat room this morning. Of course, you can find our chat room at BecomeVocalLocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com. If you want to jump in the chat room, join the chats in there, drop some links for us all to peruse after the broadcast and during the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do that. You can also call in. Around America and around the world, toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Let's go on to this a little bit further. We're talking about regional planning. All right, this is just a bare bones basic intro 101. This is out of a manual, the Handbook for Planning Commissioners in Missouri. And this thing is ancient. I was lucky to score it. But it was put out back in about 1964 to 1969. And apparently this thing was published sometime. They don't put a date in it. Sometime around the 1980s. But let's continue. One of the reasons for creating the RPCs. Now, what's an RPC? Here's your test. Are we listening? Paying attention? An RPC is a regional planning commission. These are totally voluntary, right? Was federal grant and aid requirements. You see, they're required to have these regional planning commissions if they want to get their nose down in the trough with all the rest of the little piggies for that free money. Federal loans and grants for communities and water districts required planning. If you don't have the planning and zoning, you're not going to get the disaster funds. If you don't have the planning and zoning, you're not going to get the muni bonds. You're not going to get the water bills. You're not going to get the sewer systems. You got it? If you don't do the planning and zoning, you can't have a state highway through your town. If you don't do the planning and zoning, you're not going to have a railroad spur. You can call it what you want, voluntary compliance or extortion, but it's one way or t'other. It's their club, and you ain't in it. It's the one they use to beat you over the head with. More specifically, they disliked the plan implementation tools of zoning, subdivision regulations, and code enforcement. All right, why? And who are they talking about? They say here, however, the term, quote-unquote, planning, suggested socialism to many local populations. More specifically, they dislike the plan implementation tools of zoning, subdivision regulations, and code enforcement. All right? So they're right up front telling you that at a time, just 25, 30 years ago now, people were very well aware of this idea of planning and zoning and codes and all of that. And they linked it directly to the expansion of socialist or communistic or collectivistic ideas in America. And that's why all of this Agenda 21 discussion that we have here flies largely under the radar screen. You'll not ever find Agenda 21 mentioned on the Bloomberg News. No, never. Mom's the word. Remember the three pillars of a representative system of government? Number one was publicity. You don't get the publicity, you don't live in a representative Republican form of, you know, government, you're living in tyranny. Continuously now, more specifically, they dislike the plan implementation tools. Another Missouri compromise was the result. The new multi-county organizations. Now, you don't have anyone, you haven't elected anyone to serve on that multi-county organization. You have county commissioners, and then you have these regional councils of government, but you don't elect the people who sit on these 501c3 and 501c4 extra-governmental, extra-constitutional, quasi-governmental boards and councils. You have no representation. So there you go, cross off representative government once again. The new multi-county organizations were given authority to plan. And they got that authority not only from your county commissioners. They also get it from the state because the state wants money, free money, and they get it from the federal government. That's how they get their authority. But it's all just color of law. And they perform some other functions, but not authority to implement the plans. That has to be done by dialoguing your town, your city, your municipalities into consensus. This is why it's important for us not to be asleep. We need to be up, out, and vocal, becoming vocal local. These powers remained with the cities and the counties, and now townships. The result has been uneven. Plans were developed and cities and water districts got their loans and grants, but plans were often put on the shelves to gather dust. Enter Mr. Will. All right? I come in and I gather up these plans off the shelves, and I realize what's laying here is a fabric for complete and total takeover of our system. And all they're waiting for is the economic situation to be right, the social situation to be right, the TSA to be in place, the Department of Homeland Security to be in place, the Patriot Act to be in place, step by step by step. Once they get all the whipping sticks and the tasers ready, then they're ready to come out with their batons and enforce their plans. Another factor supported the planning function, Housing and Urban Development Section 701, grant funds. Grant funds. It's all free money. Free money. As I like to say, a bold, vocal people understand what they put their hands out for these unearned grants and aid. The shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. And not only are they clamped around your hands and around your ankles, but there's also mind-forged manacles that are placed on your head. You think you're doing the right thing. You start going around talking about sustainable development. You want to be sustainable. You want to be self-sufficient. You advance the meme. It's coming through the grade school. It's coming from the Montessori school. It comes out of these pulpit parrots. As George Gordon says, I've been listening to George Gordon. I got to tell you, I enjoy the guy. I think he is a very smart man. GeorgeGordon.com, I think it is, or something like that. Just Google him up. You'll probably come to it. Be careful. You know, it might be an expensive lesson, so just be careful. He's an intelligent fellow. he's free market. These grants were available to both state and local governments and directly financed much planning and research. So how do you get these plans accomplished? You go and you apply for a Housing and Urban Development Section 701 grant. That means you need to have a grant writer, and almost every town does. And when they don't, you can go to the Small Business Administration. They probably have a grant writer. If not, they go and talk with your local Chambre de Commerce, the Chambers of Commerce. They can put you in touch with a grant writer if they can't write it for you. Again, however, during the first Reagan administration, the 701 program was phased out. This left regional planning commissions without funds for planning, except for the very little coming from state government. The result was that the planning as a function was de-emphasized. Some RPCs changed their names to Councils of Government, and that's what we have here, COGS, and concentrated on providing services to their member governments. Most helped cities for a fee prepare their grant applications for federal housing assistance and other federal programs. If some planning was required, RPCs or COGs, COGs, would perform the needed work for a charge. This is the situation today. Where planning is required, the multi-county organizations will, if able, perform the task. Some, however, lack the capacity and must turn in and contract out the work. So what I'm trying to demonstrate to you is that there is another layer that's between us, where we are today, and where we need to go in the future, the very near future, that are taking away more and more and more of your freedom every single minute of every single day. And they make money doing it. I don't know, heartless, mindless, soulless creatures, but they do make money doing it. And when you confront them with Agenda 21, when you confront them with the truth, and you bring this information on them and at them in a public meeting, they flee. They run away from you. They flee. They have certainly fled from me. In summary, the multi-county organizations are uneven in their activity. Those in the two major metropolitan areas, the Mid-America Regional Council of, or MARC, in Kansas City area, and the East-West Gateway Coordinating Council in St. Louis, have rather extensive authority given them under separate state legislation. And so when you do start to find these things, then you need to find out how they're financed, how they're authorized, what their authorities are, and then you go back into the statutes to pick it up. And so that's why we study a little of everything on this broadcast. We talk about the economic situation. We talk about what's happening nationally and internationally in the news basket each day. We also talk about, economics in general, political science in general. We study the actual documents, trying, as Hal Anthony says, get the black and the white in our eyes. Because it's not going to cut it. If you're a one-trick pony, you're not going to be able to comprehend what's going down here. I mean, it's real nice to talk about, shoving your mouth full of charcoal or sucking, putting clay in your internals. But, bentonite is called well seal in some places. Anyway, I wouldn't put that in my mouth. Some people advise you to do it. I wouldn't. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And if you'd like to call in on this last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. Let's go over to Dallas and talk this morning to Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, sir. You have an excellent program this morning, as always.
Well, thank you.
We get a monthly periodical in the mail from our local city government, and I looked in the past, and I know for a matter of fact that our local government is a member of ICLEI. And something that the local government started doing probably about a year ago was, more or less a citizen patrol for code violations, for, you know, lawn grass being too long and fences being dilapidated. And in this, I think they've had, from my last number, was hundreds of violations turned in from local people just, you know, more or less ratting on their community. And I think that these people feel that their intentions are good because they're contributing to their own property values.
Yes.
Remaining at a higher level. But in the same sense, if this is an abject push against one's property rights, and it's forced by the local government. Could the local government not, in the same sense, empower people to protect property rights on a further level? Or, I mean, if the local community is going to push for people to do this, I think this is another example of how local governments could do good if they were educated, but they've been infested by Ickley. So I guess that little rat's going to be hard to get out.
It's going to be exceedingly difficult to get out, but if you dedicate yourself to it, you may be able to. Now, one of the things that you can certainly look at there, when you're looking at the codes, you're dealing with the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, which the county was or your city was required to implement as part of the hazard mitigation planning system and planning and zoning in general. And so if you look at the International Code Council, I'm going to put you on mute because you've got some background noise there. You're still on the line, but on mute, but just hang in there with me, Drew. But if you look there, you'll see that all of these various violations, you have a code enforcement official, and he actually acts as the executive branch. In other words, he carries the gun. He has the gun. He acts as a legislative branch. In other words, he can interpret what the violation is, and he can make his own ideas. This is also legal positivism. There's no morality involved. It's just all legality. And then in the third aspect of it, he acts as the judge because it's based upon his determination of whether or not you were in compliance or out of compliance. Now, as far as the neighbors going around, this is mental conditioning as well. These are the babushka squads of Stalin and Lenin's time period. Anyone that didn't toe the line, the party line, or carry their red book in Mao's system, if you weren't following the red book, you were outcast and they would go after you. And so it's doing several things. One of the things it's doing, it's getting other people to go around and really just rat on each other, rat each other out. And then, like you said, there's a certain greed that's laying back in there, a moral decay in our society, where they think somehow or another that if they rat on their neighbors, that it's actually going to make their property values or their lifestyle improve, which ultimately tyranny is certainly not going to improve their lifestyles. And then as far as advancing Ickley is concerned, no doubt about it. I think that you're absolutely right in your observation.
Well, and I think to end on this note, I think a couple of days ago you spoke about how the man's value is in the land and the assets of the land, and once we become separated from the land, we lose real value from what we could draw from profitability. Now, I've spoken with many people, and I look to soon move away from the city and move into an easier way of life. But I speak with people every day who say that they'll never live in a house because they, you know, they're satisfied with living in an apartment, or people who purchase these $300,000 homes in a decent community who say that, you know, they're just gonna live there, and then they're gonna get an apartment when they're too old to manage everything. They're just gonna sell that property. So it's an entire culture that's moved away from the aspect of owning land into an aspect of working a job, which they find is their profitability, being a wage slave. And then hoping that whenever they retire, it's there for them.
Yes, right. And they've moved away from the basics, you know, the John Lockean philosophy of land, labor, and capital. That's your Adam Smith. But the life, liberty, and property are absolutely essential in our... Yeah, I'm going to put you back on mute again because you do have some background noise there. But land, liberty, and property. Without property... there really is, we don't have an existence. If you look at the abolition of private property, as Karl Mordecai Marx and the legal positivists out of England's first plank in the Communist Manifesto, if we can understand that a man's life, and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property, all right, a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property, and then we can get the people to get into this idea that private property ownership is an enigma, or it's anathema. They decide that they don't want it anymore, and they do this through economic means, through social means, through conditioning on the television and through the media, and they paint the whole idea of owner real property ownership through the mortgage foreclosure fraud scheme as a bad thing. then people are ready to give up their property. All right, they no longer they like you said they want to. Drew wanted the people to be aware that people that he talked with were considering renting as opposed to owning. And now in this economic situation we find ourselves in, that may indeed be desirable. However, when we get this idea that there's something wrong with owning your property, you see the slippery slope that we've just gone on to. As Andrew Galambos, you know, defined it, property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that includes your property, your house, your lands, your automobile, all of your tools and your ability to make a life, the mining minerals on your mining claim and all of that, and the timber on your land, etc. That is your property. And so you get away from that, then, if you can understand from there, freedom, that freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time, you can see how devastating this International Property Maintenance Code and the international body of model codes and model acts and all of this planning is on we the people. We have, if we transition away from individual property ownership in this country, which was the founding plank, if we transition away from that and embrace fully the collectivist mentality, we lose everything in the bargain. We go right back to Stalin's Russia. And that is a price that is too dear to pay, far too dear to pay. So these are some of the reasons that motivate me each day to come to the microphone so that I can encourage you to be resolute, to stand fast and stand strong on this. This is a place, this is a part of this system that we cannot afford to lose because our entire system is built upon that, all right? This is like coming in and, you know, using a Masonic term, grabbing the cornerstone that the builders set and yanking the cornerstone out, and then the whole house of cards will fall on top of it. So this is something that we need to absolutely resist with every bit of our being, and I would encourage you to do that. Now, we've got about 2 minutes left, so let me just finish this out and say this. In summary, the multi-county organizations are uneven in their activity. Those in the two major metropolitan areas, again, the Mid-American Regional Council, or MARC, in Kansas City, and the East-West Gateway Coordinating Council in St. Louis, have rather extensive authority given them under separate state legislation. Look how the author writes this. Rather extensive authority. Well, I'd say so. Both have large staffs, that doesn't come for free, which provide many services, including planning. So your tax dollars at work, your tax dollars are forging the mind-forged manacles. Your tax dollars are forging the links in the chain that is used to bind you down and to separate you from your property. Continuing and closing this out, new planning commissioners should certainly contact and visit their regional planning commissions or councils of government. They can be useful in providing a wide variety of information and other helps. All right? And this is the opening chapter of the Handbook for Planning Commissioners in Missouri. Now, this ties this whole discussion that we've been having with hazard mitigation planning together neatly with a bow, because this is one of the implementation steps required inside the matrix or the metric of hazard mitigation planning coming out of FEMA. It becomes requisite that you have planning and zoning and they have implemented these codes in order for you to receive all of the benefits, you know? Rights have duties, and when you've got your hands out for these unearned grants and aid folks, you've got to expect the shackles of control to come on. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for the call, Drew. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.